Hello, Jammy fam. Welcome to this week's episode of Long Story Short. I am your host, Liwa. This week, we look at the rise and fall of a war. Yes, a war. This war is not like you've heard of before. Some say it rivals the Great Wall of China. Want to find out? Why don't you grab a coffee and take a seat, cause it's story time. The differences between the Benin of 600 years ago and that of today would be modern technology, style of government, and different structures. People going about their day-to-day livelihood, market women and their wares, artisans and their craft, people in the streets draped in mysterious practices and colors. This, which is the soul of the city, stays the same. Before cities were even cities, Benin held its own in the pantheon. It was a marvel. Well, not to the people who inhabited the city anyway. But why was it a marvel, you might ask? The ancient Edo Empire, not to be confused with the Japanese Edo period, of course, had tentacles, but it was moderate. There was no indiscriminate spread of the empire in a bid to subject more people and claim their territories. Rather than claim more territories, the empire was known to have sent a prince or royal to different parts within its modern-day Niger Delta area to set up semi-independent kingdoms. 800 years ago, when the Portuguese first saw the city, they called it the great city of Benin. Why? They had never seen anything like it before. You could compare it to El Dorado because it was like a golden city nestled in the middle of a jungle. But what stood out was not the people, but the way the city was arranged within a large wall. About 200 years after the first contact with the Portuguese, a ship captain named Lorenzo Pinto said this: "Great Benin, where the king resides, is larger than Lisbon. All the streets run straight as far as the eye can see. The houses are large, especially that of the king, which is richly decorated and has fine columns. The city is wealthy and industrious. It is so well governed that theft is unknown. And the people live in such security that they have no doors to their houses." Before there was any such thing as streetlights in European cities, Benin already had such. Proper city planning? Oh, please, leave it to Benin. While many might want you to believe that people in this part of the world lived crude lifestyles, the folks of the ancient Benin city actually used mathematical theories that were not even known yet. The planning and design of Benin city was done according to careful rules of symmetry, proportionality, and repetition. What mathematicians, engineers, and architects now know as fractal design. The city was prosperous and opulent that as early as the 12th century, kings and nobles commissioned artifacts depicting them. These artifacts were so intricately and carefully done by skillful artisans who were constantly showered with gifts. All this happened within the confines of the Great Wall that did not only serve as an architectural edifice, but also served as a protection. This wall towered so high and when seen from the top, showed the ingenuity of the engineers that built it. The 1974 edition of the Guinness Book of Records described the walls of Benin City and its surrounding kingdom as the world's largest earthworks carried out prior to the mechanical era. These magnificent walls extended for some 16,000 kilometers and covered 6,500 square kilometers. In context, that is an area larger than Lisbon, Madrid, Lagos City, and London combined. Before the people over in China dug up more parts, the walls of Benin City were estimated to be four times longer than the Wanli Changcheng. Sparked by internal conflicts, greed, and British imperialism, after hundreds of years, the wall came down. British forces attacked the Benin Kingdom, sacked the city, killed scores, and when they were done, they did not leave empty-handed. They stole thousands of beautiful works of art revered by the people as religious items. They deposed the king and subdued the kingdom under King George V. The deposed Oba of Oranwe died in exile while the artifacts were being displayed around the British Empire as a symbol of its power and oppression. Today, the traces of these fallen magnificent walls have mixed with the earth, used for building modern settlement and nearly forgotten in the sands of time. The stolen artifacts are slowly being returned, except the ones in the British government's possession.
What about this one?
One's from the Edo people of Benin, 16th century.
Tell me about this one.
Also from Benin, 7th century.
When you visit the modern Benin City, because you should, note that you might be walking on the remnants of an ancient kingdom and tradition built by the hands of those we might not remember. People who make us remember our heritage.
This brings to an end our story for this week. If you have stayed this long, why not subscribe to this podcast if you haven't done so, and share with your family, friends, and even your foes. Until next week, Kwa Heri.
Long Story Short was produced by Liwa and Aiko Rizu. This episode was edited, mixed, and mastered by Kachi Onyenokwe. Long Story Short is a production of Jamit Media.